So let's review. Sok the Mishnah, Derech b'neis Yisrael mishamshes b'shnei idim, echad loy ve'echad lo. It's the custom of Jewish women to use two cloths after having relations, one to examine him and one to examine her. Vatznuis misaknis shlishi lesakinis abayis. And there were women who were exceedingly cautious and used another cloth before having relations. The Mishnah continues, Nimtza al shaloi t'mein b'chayovin karbon. If he finds blood on his cloth, then we know for certain that she was a nida when they had relations. Therefore, they're both tamei and both obligated to bring a karbon chatas. Rashi explains, t'meim shneim tuma shiva k'din boil nida. They're both tamei for 7 days, as the Torah says regarding a couple that had relations when the woman is a nida. The Gemara asks, v'nechesh d'ma dam achilesu. Why don't we suspect that the blood came from a louse and she should only be tamei misafik? And the Gemara offers two answers. Aisei makum baduku etzel machilis. Lice are now found in that area. Dachuku etzel machilis. It's generally difficult for lice to enter that area. The Gemara explains, ikebenayu dishtakeach machilis ritzufa. The difference between these two explanations is when we find a crushed louse on the cloth, as follows. Lahach lishna da'amr baduku hame'alma asoi. If we assume that lice are certainly not found in that area, then the dam came from her, and the louse must have come later from elsewhere. Therefore, they're vadei tamei. Lach lishna de'amr dachiku, eima shemish ritzpa. But if it's merely difficult for lice to enter that area, then it is possible that in this case, it was there, and it was crushed during relations. Therefore, they're only suffic tamei. We want to discuss a similar case. Badke ve'ed ha'badikla, that the chasa bi'irecha, v'lemachar matza la'odam. She examined herself with a clean cloth and then pressed it against another part of her body, and the next day she found blood on it. Amarav, Tamei Nida. She's considered a Nida because we assume that the blood was from the examination. However, Bad Kabeid She'ena Badiklov and Nechasibakufso will Lamachar Matzalav Dam. She examined herself with a cloth without checking before and that it was clean, and then placed it in a box and found blood in it the next day. Kol Yamav Shal Reb Chiya Timei Vele'ezik Nosei Tihir. All his life, Reb Chiya would rule that she is Tamei, but later he ruled that she is Tar. The Gemara explains, Kol yom of timi mishum nida, ulezik nasi tir mishum nida, v'timi mishum kesem. He used to rule that she is a vade tamei like a nida, but then he ruled that she is only a suffic tamei like one who finds a bloodstain. The Gemara cites a braisa where Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe omer tamei mishum nida, Reb Chiya omer tamei mishum kesem. Rebbe said she's vade tamei like a nida, but Reb Chiya ruled that she's only a suffic tamei like one who finds a bloodstain. The Mishnah continues, Nimtza al shalah. If she found blood on her cloth, it depends. As yaim temein b'chayavim b'karbon. If she examined herself immediately after having relations, then we know for certain that she was a nida when they had relations. Therefore, they're both vadei tamei and are obligated to bring a karbon chatas. The Gemara explains, Havavesis sha'amru likinuach avaloi lebedika. This refers to the time needed to wipe herself externally. However, if she took the time to examine herself internally, this is no longer considered immediately. However, nimtza al shalah la'achar zman, temein misafik u'peturin min hakarbon. If she examined herself sometime later and found blood, then we do not know for certain whether she was a nida at the time of relations. Therefore, they're both only safik tamei, and they do not bring a karbon. And Rashi explains, temein misafik shneim shiva yama. Since she might have been a nida, they both must be treated as tamei for 7 days. However, tuma safiku, litlis abalei lisref. Since they're only safik tamei, if they touch truma, it may not be eaten, but it's not burnt. Gemara cites a braisa that disagrees and says, "V'chayavin ashem tali." They do bring an ashem tali, the carbon brought for a possible avera that, if certainly transgressed, would be liable for a carbon chatas. However, our Mishnah holds that they do not bring an ashem tali because be'in chaticha mishtei chatichis. One is only liable for an ashem tali when there are two items in front of him. One is a vadi iser, but he does not know which one it is. However, if there is only one item, such as the woman in our case, and he does not know whether she is forbidden or permitted, one is not liable for an ashem tali. Mishnah explains, Ezehu achar zman, kedei sheterid min amita betadiach panel. This refers to a case where she did not examine herself immediately, but she did so before enough time elapsed for her to go off the bed and clean herself. Mishnah continues, V'achikach metame es li'es, ve'ein metame es boilo. If she examined herself after this time and found blood, then she considers anything and anyone she touched in the last 24 hours as being tummy, but she does not cause her husband to have the severe 7-day tumma of one who had relations with Anita. However, her husband is tummy for 7 days. The Gemara cites a contradictory brice regarding the longer time. The amount of time it takes for her to take a cloth from under the pillow and examine herself. The Gemara suggests two ways of resolving this contradiction. There are actually three zmanim, three lengths of time. Asyaim, immediately. Mashal Shemesh ve'ed sha'imdim mitzad ha'mashkif b'yitzi Shemesh, Nechna said, she has the cloth next to her and wipes herself immediately after having relations. Acher zman, an intermediate time. K'dei sh'toish yad l'tachas akar l'tachas akesas v'titel ed v'tivdikboy. The amount of time it takes for her to take a cloth from under the pillow and examine herself. If the blood was found in this time, she's tamei mesafek according to all opinions. Acher de'acher, an even longer time. K'dei sh'terid min amita v'tadiach es b'nel, zeo acher kach sh'nechleku Rebbe Akiva chacham. The amount of time it takes for her to get off the bed and examine herself. If the blood was found in this third stage, machlekes Rebbe Akiva chacham applies whether the husband is also tamei. Second resolution. Rav Ashi Amar Id v'Id Echad Shiurhu. The two later times are two references to the same amount of time. However, it depends. Ed b'yada k'dei sh'terid min amita v'tadiach es b'nel. If she's already holding the cloth, then she has enough time to go down and examine herself. If she's not holding the cloth, then it's the time it takes to take the cloth from under the pillow and examine herself.